ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। काटकशाखायाः काटकोपनिषदि प्रथमाध्याये द्वितीयावल्ली। We read from mantra number 19. Because this is the 19th mantra, actually the Atma Swarupam is unfolded from the mantra number 18. Na jayate mriyate va vipaschid नायं कुतश्चिन्न बभूव कश्चित् अजो नित्य शाश्वतोऽयं पुराणो न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे हन्ता चेन्मन्यते हन्तुम् हतश्चेन्मन्यते हतम् उभौ तौ न विजानीतो नायं हन्ति न हन्यते अनोरणीयान् महतो महीयान् आत्मा सजन्तो निहितो गुहायाम् तमक्रतुः पश्यति वीतशोकः धातुप्रसादान् महिमानमात्मनः आसीनो दूरं व्रजति शयानो याति सर्वतः कस्तं मदा मदं देवं मदन्यो ज्ञातुमर्हति आसीनो दूरं व्रजति शयानो याति सर्वतः कस्तं मदा मदं देवं मदन्यो ज्ञातुमर्हति। सो हियर् आसीनः दूरं व्रजति दो आत्मा ईज् आल्वेज् सेट् टु बि सीटेड् इन् वन् प्लेस् दट् मीन्स् being seated implies atma being all pervasive atma is of the nature of motionlessness atma cannot move from one place to another place because of all pervasiveness so sarva vyapakatvat na chalati na vrajati does not move but still duram vrajati atma goes very far shayanaha sarvataha yati remaining okay lying also he goes everywhere so vrajati yati mean the same vajati yati gachati all these verbs mean the same goes sarvataha yati means sarvatra yati sarvatra gachati so kaha madanyaha jnatum arhati madamadam dev who else can know this devaha now we know very well having been exposed to shastra teaching you all must know the word devaha I not explain but still I have as part of this teaching let me tell you devaha even any phenomenon is called devaha everything in the world is also called devaha because it shines the very reason it is said to be devaha because it shines And anything effulgent also said to be Devaha. But without being effulgent, anything which shines is Devaha. It shines, the fact is, because it shines in the light of knowledge. That's why Devaha. But here, the source of knowledge, here definitely is Devaha. The one who is of the nature of effulgence. Self-effulgent. And whose presence everything shines is here Atma the Devaha. And that's Devam. So, Madanyaha, Mat Anyaha, Anyaha, other person, other person. Mat Anya means other than me, Mat than me. Fifth case. Mat anyaha, other than me. Kaha jnatum arhati. Who deserves to know, means who else can know. Tam devam, that effulgent self. Madamadam. Madamadam. Madaha amadaha. Who is joyful and joyless. Who is happy and who is unhappy. Madamadam. Tam devam. Madanyaha kaha jnatam arhati. Who else can discover, who else can know that effulgent self, who's happy as well as unhappy. Okay, so let us do, read the Bhashyam part of it. Asinaha avasthitaha asinaha. We'll do as when we go ahead with the Bhashyam. We haven't started the Bhashyam. So just read here. Asinaha. Asinaha means avasthitaha. Avasthitaha. Being seated in a place, in one place. Being seated in one place means what? Not that Atma is not everywhere. Being seated in one place, in place. Remaining everywhere without any motion. Asthitaha, asthitaha, asinaha. Asinaha means Shankaracharya writes avasthitaha. The meaning given by Shankaracharya is avasthitaha. You can see avasthitaha. So remaining seated, literally means seated, in one place means remaining without any movement. Remaining without any motion. Because without any undergoing change, movement implies change. Here Atma does not move, cannot move, because all pervasiveness is the nature. There is no place where Atma is not. Therefore, asinaha avasthitaha means remaining without any motion, any change. So, achalaha eva san. So, achalaha eva san. So, Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Asinaha means avasthitaha, remaining in one place. Remaining in one place means what? Achalaha eva san. Achalaha eva san means na chalati iti achalaha. This is what we came across in Bhagavad Gita also. Nitya sarvagadasthanu achaloyam sanatanaha. We came across the word achalaha in Bhagavad Gita also. Achalaha na chalati iti achalaha. Yasya chalanam nasti saha achalaha. You can make out which compound it is. Okay, achalaha. So one who is of the nature of motionlessness, one who does not move. Achalaha eva sanne, remaining such, having that nature. Dooram vrajati. This Atma, who is of the nature of motionlessness, changelessness, goes very, very far as it were. Shayanaha yati sarvataha. Shayanaha yati sarvataha. Again, shayanaha, reclining in one place. Remaining in, again the same meaning, lying in one place. Also, Atma, the consciousness, yati sarvataha, goes everywhere. Goes everywhere means, apnoti sarvam iti Atma. Atma pervades entirety of the cosmos. There's nothing which is not pervaded by Atma. So Shayanaha Yati Sarvataha means Atma goes everywhere, reclining in one place, means what? Actually, what it means is there is nothing which is not in and through pervaded by Atma. That's the meaning. Evam asau Atma, evam asau Atma. If you break it, Bhashyam, evam asau Atma. Asau Atma means this Atma. Evam, in this manner, asau Atma, this Atma. This Atma means what? This nearest to self. This all pervasive reality which moves, which goes very far as it were, obtaining as its nearest to self, asau Atma. In this manner, that Atma obtaining as the nearest self, the truth of very I, asau Atma, Devaha, Mada Madaha. So, Devaha, as it said, Devaha here implies Atma, who is of the nature of pure knowledge, therefore who is said to be effulgent Atma. Mada Madaha. So Shankaracharya writes, Samado Madascha, Sa Madaha, Amadaha Cha. So, we can wonder how Atma can be, Atma can happiness and unhappiness, how Atma can be happy and unhappy, how? Shankaracharya writes, no, Samadaha, Amadaha Cha. Okay, here, Samadaha should be taken as, Samadaha should be taken as the experience of happiness, experiential happiness. Esther was telling Sarupa Sukham, that is Sarupa Sukham, and also Visesha Sukham. But here, not Sarupa Sukham, this is Samadaha means one who is happy, one who is joyful. One who has happiness is Samadaha. Madaha itself means happiness. Samadaha, Madena Sahitaha. Madena Sahitaha, Samadaha. You know, one who is with happiness means what? One who is happy. One who is happy means one who experiences different degrees of pleasures. Samadaha, one who goes through the experience of different degrees of pleasures, experiential sukham, pleasures. And amadaha, and also one who is of the nature of happiness, but still there's a time he remains without the experience of pleasure also. Amadaha. Don't make think Atma becomes unhappy. Amadaha means one who remains without the experience of pleasure. In deep sleep state, Atma remains. Atma remains. There is a sukha is there. But there is a time there is no experience of pleasure. When there is pain, there is no pleasure. So, amadaha. Instead of saying Atma goes through both pleasure and pain, Atma is free from both pain and pleasure. But sometimes Atma remains going through the experiential happiness, experiential, different degrees of pleasures. Sometimes Atma remains without experiencing any pleasure. Amadaha. Amadaha. With and without experiential joy, with and without going through any degree of happiness. Saharshaha, Shankaracharya, Saharshaha, Aharshascha. So Harshaha means happiness. Aharshaha, one who does not have. Harshena Sahitaha, Saharshaha. Harshena Rahitaha, Aharshaha. Harshena Sahitaha, Harshena Rahitaha. Rahita Sahita. One who is with and without happiness means what? Atma is ever of the nature of fullness of happiness. Atma need not become happy. But here what have Atma obtains as here the experiencer of different degrees of experiential pleasure, happiness. Atma also remains without going into the experience of pleasure. As experiencer, he goes through both. Okay. Viruddha Dharmavan means what? One who is of opposite attributes. One who is of opposite attributes. Viruddha Dharmavan. Dharmaha, attribute. Viruddha Dharmaha, opposite attribute. Dharmavan, one who is endowed with, one who is of opposite attributes. And these attributes, Atma is absolutely of the nature of attributelessness. But these attributes are superimposed upon Atma. Atma does not become happy, does not become unhappy. Atma is of the nature of happiness. But still you say, I am unhappy. I am happy. When we say, what do? Because of ignorance, we have wrong identity with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex. When the mind is there, when there is experience of joy, we identifying the atma with mind, we say, I am happy. When there is pain, we say, I am unhappy. I'm not happy. I'm happy. I'm not happy. Because these expressions are what? Because of identifying one's own self, the Atma, with the Anatma body, Anatma mind. Therefore, he is Viruddha Dharmavan, means what? These two attributes are being happy, he is being joyful and being joyless, or the attributes of the mind. These attributes of the mind are which are opposed to each other. Opposite dharmas, opposite attributes are superimposed upon the Atma. The attributes of the mind, the temporary arriving, departing attributes of the mind are superimposed upon the Atma, which is ever of the nature of happiness. Therefore, Atma is said to be what now? Viruddha Dharmavan. The attributes superimposed upon the Atma, which are opposed to each other. Viruddha Dharmavan, Ataha, Ashakyatvat Jnatam. Ataha, therefore, Jnatam Ashakyatvat. Jnatam ashakyatva. Shakyatva means possibility. Shakyaha, it is possible, is able. But here, ashakya means what? It is not possible. Ashakyatvat, as it is not possible to know. Possible to know for whom? For any simple, ordinary human being. For any ordinary person, lay person. As it is not possible to know that Atma. Ashakyat, jnatum ashakyatvat. Viruddha Dharmavan, here, as I said already, the attributes of the mind, being joyful and being happy and being unhappy, are the attributes of the mind. And because of ignorance, because of wrong identity with the mind, these attributes become superimposed upon the Atma. Therefore, Atma is said to be there as the one who is joyful and joyless, happy and unhappy. Therefore, ஞாத்தும் அசக்கியம், தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் டு நோ. ஞாத்தும் அசக்கியம், இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் டு நோ தட் ஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா, நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. பட் ஞாத்தும் அசக்கியத்வாத், ஆஸ் இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் டு நோ தி டிஸ்கவர் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தட் ஆத்மா by any ordinary person who has very strong identity with anatma, body, mind, sense complex. It is, he is asking, kahatam madamadam devam madanya jnatam arhati. Madamadam devam kaha tam jnatam arhati. Who else kaha jnatam arhati? Which common man, which common man, which ordinary person, which simple human being is capable of knowing, which ordinary person can know the Atma who is of that, Atma who is effulgent. So other than me, which other simple common man, ordinary person, is capable of knowing that effulgent Atma other than me? Okay. When they say, who is telling this? Who is telling to? Telling whom? So here, Shankar Bhagatpada writes, Madanyaha, for he says, Madanyaha, other than me, implies only a person who is endowed with the fourfold qualifications. Only a person who has, who else can know other than a mature individual? Only a mature individual can know. That who else can know other than me means I am, that me implies what? I am an eligible student. I am endowed with all these qualifications. Then so only a mature, if a mature individual like me cannot know, who else can know that? Know the nature of the Atma. Means, what is the qualification? The person who has in mukshutvam, serious, the person who is really desperate for moksha, who wants to discover freedom when this precious life is there, who is desperate to discover moksha, mukshu, and who is desperate to know, understand, I want to know, who is Jignasuhu, who knows the value of jnanam. The person who knows the value of moksha, who is committed to the pursuit of moksha, who knows the value of jnanam, who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam. And not only that, the person who is also endowed with all disciplines, above all, the person who has vivekaha, who is committed to understanding, it is the jnanam which alone can give me moksha. No other Arthakama dharmas cannot give me moksha. The person who knows, who has the discriminative understanding of the permanent and impermanent, and therefore the person who is completely dispassionate towards the other worldly things, which means the person who has understood the limitations of everything, that nothing in the world can give me what I am seeking. We saw how Nachiketas was. Nachiketas was not at all interested in anything. And Lord Yama really tried his best to tempt him, giving all those things. Any ordinary person would have easily fallen for what all he promised. Oh my God, the big list of things Lord Yama promised. Nachiketas, no, I don't want anything. He rejected everything, and he asks only for jnanam. I mean, that shows the highest degree of dispassion on the part of Nachiketas. Therefore, which is difficult for an ordinary person to know, but still a mature individual who has Viveka and Vairagyam, such a person is really capable of knowing. Therefore, Madanyaha Jnatam Arhati. So a person who is adequately qualified alone is capable of discovering that all pervasive reality obtaining as one's own self. So this question is not actually a question. It's an akshepartha prashnaha. Who else can know other than me means what? If a mature person, not that he only owns himself, if a mature person cannot discover, any other ordinary person who is immature, who is not qualified, who is not dispassionate, who is still interested in the world of things, objects, who is still interested in, who does not have any veka, who is not purushat, who has no purushat, how can he know? Therefore, the person who is endowed with all qualifications alone is capable of discovering the tatma. That is the meaning implied by this question. Okay, so the word madha madha. We know madha is akarantaha pullingaha madha shabdaha. Madha. It is derived from the root mudu. Modate. Modate rejoices, is happy. Modaha means happiness. And madhyati. From there also we get madaha. Modaha, joy. Madaha also means joy. So sa madaha with the joy. Amadaha without joy. Which means, in ajnanam, when a person is ignorant, because of ajnanam, being identified with the upadhi, and upadhi dharmas, see, sometimes being happy, being unhappy, all the upadhi dharmas, the attributes associated with the upadhis, and they become superimposed upon the atma. That is why they are opposed to each other. Really speaking, atma is the source of absolute happiness. Atma is the nature of happiness. And without atma, experience of pain is also not possible. Experience of pleasure also is not possible. Even the atma is free from both pain and pleasure. Therefore, atma is and when atma is, we know very well, atma is identified with the upadhis only in the waking state. In deep sleep state, atma remains without any identity because there's no ignorant knowledge in a deep sleep state. When there is half knowledge of one's existence, when there's manifestation of knowledge of self-existence, manifestation of existence of the world, then it is possible for an individual to have the identity. When a person has an identity, in ignorance, having wrong identity, which is when atma is associated, atma becomes associated with the anatma, only in waking and dream states, not in deep sleep states. When there is identity, atma becomes associated. Atma becomes associated with the anatma, then atma is said to be sagunaha. When atma is associated with the upadis, atma is said to be nirgunaha. Atma is ever of the nature of attributelessness. Nirgunaha. Nirgunaha atma. But still, when identity with the upadis, atma becomes associated with the upadis, is sagunaha. As Saguna Atma, Atma becomes joyful and joyless. Atma, it is the person who becomes happy and unhappy, is Atma. Atma does not become happy and unhappy. As the Jiva, Atma is said to be happy and unhappy. Okay, we'll go next sentence of the Bhashyam. Asmadadehe iva. Asmadadehe. Asmat adehe there. Sukshma buddhehe. Panditasya svigneyaha. I am Atma. Asmadadehe sukshabuddehe panditasya svigneyaha ayamatma. Shakatari is here, commentary. Ayamatma, this all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self. Ayamatma. See, I am the third person singular pronoun, meaning this. Ayamatma, eshaha atma, this atma. The all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self, this Atma, suvigneyaha, should be understood, can be understood. Vigneyaha, gneyaha is a potential passive participle, can be understood. Gneyaha, vigneyaha can be understood. Suvigneyaha can be well and understood well. This Atma can be understood well. Are understandable. This Atma is understandable. Atma can be understood. Both meanings are correct. This Atma is understandable, can be understood. By whom? Panditasya. Suksha buddhehe. Atma is understandable for a person of sharp intellect. Sukshma buddhihi. Sukshma buddhihi yasya. Okay? Sukshma buddhihi yasya. Saha sukshma buddhihi. For your sake, I'm telling all compounds. Sukshma buddhihi yasya. Saha sukshma buddhihi. For a person of sharp intellect. This Atma is understandable for a learned person who is of sharp intellect. I'll explain every word here again. And like us, okay, for Atma is understandable for a person of sharp intellect like us, who like me. Sthiti gati nitya anityadi viruddha. Sthiti gati nitya anitya adi viruddha anek dharma upadhikatvat viruddha dharmatvat vishvarupaha iva chintamanivat avabhasate. Very beautiful. It's a beautiful sentence. I am Atma avabhasate. This Atma, who is understandable for a person of sharp intellect like us, that Atma avabhasate, Atma shines. Like what? Chintamani vate. That Atma shines like Chintamani. Chintamani vate avabhasate. Atma shines like Chintamani, a precious gem. Okay. And which Atma? It is said, how does Atma shine? Sthiti gati. Stitihi is a silinga shabda. Stitihi. Stitihi means with remaining without any motion is stitihi. Gatihi, movement. So remaining without movement is stitihi, and gatihi means movement. With motion and motionlessness. Stitihi gatihi. Nitya anitya. being timeless and being time bound. Adi, these are all, etc. There's so many opposite attributes. Remaining without motion and motion. With the, meaning the moment, movement. Being timeless and being time bound. Nitya, anitya, adi, etc. Or the viruddha, aneka dharma. There are opposite attributes. Many, many opposite attributes. Aneka viruddha dharma. Many attributes such as adi. Many opposite attributes such as being time bound, being timeless, movement, without movement, etc. Or upadikatvat. Upadikatvat. So upadikam, upadhi, you know, upadhi, the manifesting medium is upadhi. And upadikatvat, being endowed with the upadhis. Upadikatvam means having the upadhis. Upadikatvat, due to having the upadhis, upadhi, due to having upadhi with many opposite attributes such as nitya, anitya, sthiti, gati, etc. Sthiti, gati, nitya, anitya, viruddha, aneka, dharma, upadikatvat. Due to having the upadhi with many opposite attributes such as sthiti, gati, nitya, anitya, etc. Viruddha dharmatvat. Viruddha dharmatvat. And due to having the opposite attributes, Vishwarupaha iva. Vishwarupaha iva. As the one having the form of the universe. Vishwarupaha iva, as the one having the form of the universe. Chintamani vat, like Chintamani, avabhasate, Atma appears, Atma shines. So Atma shines like the Chintamani, as the one having the form of the universe, due to the opposite attributes, and due to having the upadhi endowed with opposite attributes, such as sthitihi, gatihi, nitya, nitya, etc. Atma appears like Chintamani, shines like Chintamani, a precious gem. Okay. So here, ataha, therefore, the idea is a precious gem. Very, very precious gem is now hiding, is hidden in the cave of mind. And whoever takes on this adventure, okay, adventure of discovering that Atma, you know, can have the highest riches of moksha, the most exalted riches of moksha. That is the implied meaning. Ataha, therefore, durvijnayatvam darshayati. Therefore, here the mantra shows what durvijnayatvam, the difficulty in discovering the Atma. Therefore, the difficulty in discovering the Atma, the Upanishad shows, kahatam madanyaha jnatamarhati iti. Who else other than me can know that Atma? By saying that durvijnayatvam darshayati. Durvijnayatvam means ariyappada mudiyamai. Durvijnayatvam darshayati. Atma shows, in the Upanishad shows, the difficulty in discovering that Atma. See, the word mat and asmat. Fifth case of first aham shabda. So, madanya means other than me. Asmad Adehe, Shankaracharya in his commentary includes as uses a plural word. Only mature people like us who are of sharp intellect only can discover the Atma, which means it is not possible for an unqualified person to discover the Atma. That is to me. Okay. Now Shankaracharya continues his commentary. Karana karananamupashamaha. See, what is shayanam? See, earlier we saw shayanaha. Now Shankaracharya again goes back to comment on those words. Shayanaha. Atma is said to be shayanaha. Shayanaha means what? Shete. Shete is the word. Shete. Lies. Lying. Okay. Shayanaha. Bhagavan is always, Atma is always lying means what? Atma. Now we can say water is shayanaha in the ocean. What does it mean? Water is shayanaha means water is there pervading the entire ocean, remaining as a very substratum, as a truth of the entire ocean. Similarly here, this abstract reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma is there pervading everything in and through. Pervading everything. There being all pervasive without any motion, Atma is. Okay, we know that. But now that Shayanam, see Shayanaha is adjective. Shete is a verb. Now Shayanam is a gerund. Shayana means lying. Shete. So lying down on a bed implies what? Sleep also. So Shayanam in sleep, lying down on a bed, what happens? What is Shayanam? Karananam upashamaha. Karananam upashamaha. Upashamaha means resolution. Resolution, dissolution is the meaning. Upashamaha. And keeping them inactive. Upashamaha. Karananam upashamaha. There is resolution or dissolution of all subtle powers in terms of sense organs. Karananam upashamaha. Resolution or dissolution of all. Resolution is a better word. Of all sense organs. Karananam upashamaha shayanam. So shayanam, he takes it as lying down means a person reclines on a bed. Okay, lying down on a bed when he is fast asleep. Simply without sleeping also you can be lying down. That's a different thing. But generally, when a person is lying down on the bed, he is sleeping. So what he says, shayanam. Shankaracharya takes his shayanam as sleep. How do I know this meaning? This is the meaning he implies. That's what Anandagi says in his Tika. So karananam upashamaha shayanam. So lying down on a bed, remaining asleep means having the sense organs resolved. Karananam upashamaha. Having the resolution of all the sense organs. Okay. Thereby, when the sense organs are resolved, what happens? Karana janita. Sense organs are resolved. Karana janita. Yeka desha. Vijnanasya upashamaha. Shayanasya bhavati. Karana janita. Yeka desha. Sorry. Karana janitasya. Karana janitasya. Karana janitasya ekadesha vijnanasya upashamaha shayanasya bhavati. Karana janitaha means the caused by or born of the sense organs. Ekadesha vijnanasya upashamaha. Therefore, vijnana means there's upashamaha, there's resolution of knowledge also. So in the sleep is a state where all the sense organs remain resolved. As a result of which, what happens? The knowledge born of the instruments, knowledge born of the perception of the objects through instruments, vijnanasya upashama. There's resolution of knowledge born of the perception of objects through sense organs. Karana janita ekadesha karana janitasya ekadesha vijnanasya upashamaha shayanasya bhavati. Shayanasya bhavati. The shayanaha, the person who is asleep, for the person who is asleep, shayanaha, what happens for him, for the one who is sleeping on the bed, shayanasya, for the person, shayanasya kim bhavati, shayanasya, for the person who is asleep, for him, upashamaha bhavati, resolution happens. Resolution of what? Resolution of the knowledge. Knowledge born of the perception of objects drawn through the sense organs. So, karana janitasya ekadesha vijnanasya upashamaha shayanasya bhavati. Which means the person does, there is, the knowledge becomes resolved. Why? Because the person is asleep, not knowing his own existence, the person is deprived of having the knowledge of the existence of the world also. So, ekadesha vijnanasya. In what now? Your finite knowledge. This is not absolute knowledge. Finite knowledge of, first of all, what? Knowledge of everything. First of all, knowledge of existence of one's own self is not there. So, knowledge of the existence of the world also is not there. Therefore, one does not know one's own self, one's own body, mind, sense complex. A person cannot have knowledge of one's own body, mind, sense complex. He cannot have knowledge of the existence of anything and everything around him also. Okay. It's called ekadesha vijnanam. So, ekadesha vijnanam means what? A finite knowledge of existence of one's own self, existence of the world around. This is half knowledge. It's called finite, ekadesha vijnanam. A partial knowledge. Ekadeshin, a partial knowledge of existence of one's own self, existence of the world around. That knowledge remains resolved, which is, okay, because of the resolution of the sense organs. Because karanam means what? The mind is the karanam. Mind is resolved. Only the mind is functional, it is possible to have the knowledge of the existence of oneself. And the mind, only the mind is functional, sense organs also, other sense organs also can be functional. Thereby, perception can take place. Thereby, there can arise what? The knowledge of the existence of the world also. It's just the knowledge of the existence is what? Ekadesha vijnanam. If you know what I am and who, what this world is, that is not ekadesha. That is purna jnanam. So, ekadesha vijnanam, even that knowledge is not there. So Shayanasya, for the person who is asleep, for him, there is no knowledge. There's no knowledge. There's resolution of the partial knowledge, a specific knowledge, finite knowledge of existence of one's own self and existence of things around the world, things around him. Okay. Yadacha evam kevala samanya vijnanatvat. Yadacha, and when, cha, and yada when, evam in this manner, kevala samanya vijnanatvat, and due to having this simple common knowledge, evam cha, and evam in this manner, yada when, a person has this common knowledge of one's own existence, existence of the world. Kevala samanya vijnanatvat. Having this simple knowledge, common knowledge, only this much knowledge, knowledge of existence, knowledge of the existence of the world, sarvataha yativa, as though he is Atma is going everywhere. Only because of this partial knowledge, it is possible for a person, okay, to think that I'm going here and there. I mean, as though Atma is, the unmoving Atma is as though moving everywhere. Unmoving Atma is as though moving everywhere because of this partial or finite knowledge, manifestation of this knowledge. Samana vijnanatvat, due to this partial knowledge of the part of any common man, this unmoving Atma as though moving everywhere. So now what is the lesson we have understood now? Only in partial knowledge, identity is possible. Identity with upadis is possible. Identity with the upadis means identity with the mind, identity with the sense organs, identity with the physical body is possible. And when this wrong identity is there in partial knowledge, then the movement of the upadis is taken to be the movement of the Atma. Even though Atma is all pervasive, Atma has the nature of motionlessness, still Atma is as though moving. Unmoving Atma is as though moving only because of the identity with the individual upadis which are moving. So movement of the upadis is becomes superimposed upon the unmoving Atma. And this is possible when only when there is partial knowledge. Okay, when is partial knowledge? And this knowledge is not there for a person who is asleep. This knowledge is not there. When this knowledge is not there, then Atma is what? Existence is not known. Otherwise, Atma is ever of the nature of motionlessness, all pervasiveness. Atma seems to be moving. Only because of the partial manifestation of knowledge, only because of the identity with the upadis, unmoving Atma is as though moving. Otherwise, Atma is pure consciousness, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. So which you can say, this I, the first person singular pronoun I, should be identified with consciousness Atma only. Okay. Next. Yada. Yada. Visesha vijnanastaha. यदा विशेष विज्ञानस्थः स्वेन रूपेण स्थितः एव सन् स्वेन रूपेण स्थितः एव सन् मन आदि गतिषु तदुपाधिकत्वात् दूरं व्रजति इव सहच इह एव वर्तते यदा विशेष विज्ञानस्थः विशेष विज्ञानम् मीन्स् वाट् विशेष विज्ञानम् द पर्सन् इस् एण्डोड् वित् दिस् नालेज् विशेष विज्ञानम् विज्ञानस्थः स्वेन रूपेण स्थितः एव सन् मन आदि गतिषु तदुपाधिकत्वात् दूरं व्रजति इव सो दिस् आत्मा विच् इस् एवर् आफ् द नेचर् आफ् pure awareness, pure consciousness, does not fall asleep, does not wake up also. This falling asleep and being awake are the attributes of the mind, upadhi. Who falls asleep and who wakes up? Atma does not fall asleep. Atma does not wake up from sleep. The mind, which is activated by the consciousness alone, by consciousness, by mere presence activates the mind. Mind falls asleep, mind wakes up. But here, this Vishesha Vijnanastaha, Vishesha Vijnana means the specific knowledge of objects. Vishesha Vijnanastaha, the person on waking up from sleep as the one having the specific knowledge of objects around him, then Svena Rupena Sthitaha Eva Sanna, Svena Rupena Sthitaha Eva Sanna. How is Atma, even when the person wakes up with the knowledge, wakes up from sleep, means what? He has knowledge of self-existence, knowledge of the existence of the world. Then, how is Atma? When a person wakes up, Atma does not wake up. Atma, person wakes up being endowed with this knowledge of self-existence, knowledge of the existence of the world around, then still, Atma Svenarupena Eva Sthitaha, still Atma remains with his own nature of motionlessness. When a person is asleep, also Atma is of the nature of motionlessness without falling asleep. When a person wakes up also, Atma remains with his own nature of pure awareness and with the nature of motionlessness, changelessness. So Svena Rupena Sthitaha Eva Sanne, remaining with his own unchanging nature of consciousness, Atma remaining, San being, remaining with his own nature of consciousness, changes nature of, unchanging nature of awareness, unchanging nature of motionlessness. Mana Adi Gatishu, in the movements of mind, etc., Mana Adi Gatishtu. Mana Adi means what? In the movements of mind, etc. Mana Adi Gatishtu means in the movements of mind, etc. Mind moves means what? The thoughts keep on moving. And then thought, the mind changes, undergoes a change. From waking, it goes to dream. it goes to sleep. From sleep, it goes to dream. From dream, it goes to back to sleep. From sleep, again, it wakes up. This is mental movement. When the mind goes through different changes, the thoughts keep moving in the mind. And also, the movement of the body, mana adi gatishu, in the movements of mind, body, etc. Adi shabda stands for body, etc. The movements of mind, etc. Tadupadi katvat, due to having those mind, etc. as the upadis. Tesham upadi katvat, tadupadi katvat. Tesham upadi katvat. See, upadi, make it very clear. Upadhi is upadi, manifesting medium. What is this? Body, mind, sense complex is upadis, many upadis. And upadikam means what? Having the upadi. Upadika, upadikatvam means having the upadi. Upadikatvat, due to having the upadis, such as mind, etc., and due to the movement of mind, etc., upadis, this remaining with his own unchanging nature of motionlessness also, duram vrajati iva, as though atma goes very far, duram vrajati iva. Is it clear? Duram vrajati iva. Upadikatvat. Only because of having the upadis, not having upadis alone, also having identity with the upadi. So being endowed with the upadis, having identity with the upadis, and the movements of mind, etc., atma is as though moving, going very far. Atma goes very, as if atma goes very far. Atma appears to be. Sahacha iha eva vartate. And hacha atma is here itself. Iha eva vartate. Atma iha eva vartate means what? Atma never goes anywhere. Why? Atma is already everywhere. Atma is all pervasive. Atma is already everywhere. There's no place where Atma is there. Atma is, we know Atma is free from space limitation because Atma pervades even this all pervasive space. Atma is very much here itself. Here itself means what? Being all pervasive, there's no place wherever physical body moves, mind moves, everywhere Atma is. Saha cha iha eva vartate. That all pervasive Atma is everywhere. Therefore, as Atma is everywhere, Atma is here itself. Okay. Is it clear? Which word have we not understood in this Bhasham? Ask me any questions now. Any questions? Any doubts?
Swamini, this is just a naive question. In the case of a jnani, when he's in, does he go through deep sleep? And when he's in deep sleep, is he not aware? Is he ignorant of what he is?
Let me make it very clear. See, jnani and ajnani, in sleep, all are the same. In sleep, jnani and ajnani all are the same. Jnani also, because it's a mind, isn't it? Mind is non-functional. Jnani also is asleep. Ajnani is also asleep. There's no difference between jnani and ajnani in sleep. Jnani also does not go through any, jnani also has this sukham. Ajnani also has this sukham. Because there's no identity, because there's no knowledge, therefore there's no limitation superimposed. Upadi dharmas do not become superimposed upon the Atma, therefore there is sukham. And that is temporary sukham only. This temporary sukham, jnani and ajnani, both of them equally experience, enjoy in deep sleep state. There's no difference between jnani and ajnani in sleep. But on waking up from sleep, jnani continues to have this sukham with being under the body imagines complex also. But for a jnani who has the sukham, For him, sukham is not experiential. It is his own sarupa sukham. But Ajnani cannot enjoy that because Ajnani, being Ajnani, he cannot claim that happiness, sarupam as his own. Therefore, he cannot enjoy it.
Thank you, sir.
See, Jnani also can go through dream also. Only difference is the waking. But for Jnani, even then, because of his Jnanam, the dreams may be, must be of different, there is no affliction, he doesn't become afflicted. There is no afflictions on the part of the Jnani. So Jnani will go through pairs of opposites like Ajnani and waking. See, Jnani and Ajnani goes through same three states of experience. Jnani also must be going through the experience of pairs of opposites in the waking state. Jnani also must be going through pairs of opposites in dream. Jnani also must have the same sukham like an Ajnani. Only difference is Jnani has objectivity. He does not internalize the problems because he has no wrong identity. Because of his perspective change, he remains unafflicted, in spite of going through the situations. That's why he is free while living, jivan muktaha. Okay. Any other question here? Is it clear?
Swamiji, I didn't quite understand the word vishesha vijnana sthitaha. I think you said the one having specific knowledge of objects.
Yeah. See, Vishesha Vijnanam is specific knowledge. Specific, I mean specific, not just specific object. It's called Vritti Jnanam. See, the knowledge of self-existence, I am, is specific knowledge. The world is specific knowledge. Class is happening, specific knowledge. Knowledge of a given specific object is called specific knowledge. This knowledge happens when this knowledge is there, a person is awake. If knowledge of self-existence is there, the person is awake, is a waking state. Then the knowledge of specific objects also is possible. Is it? And the person who is endowed with this knowledge, I mean who has partial knowledge, when a person has knowledge, how is Atma in that person? Atma in that person, Atma obtaining in the individual as the truth of the I, remains with his own unchanging nature. Svena eva rupena sthitaha. Svena rupena sthitaha eva san, remaining with his own unchanging nature of motionlessness, all pervasiveness, pure consciousness, mana adi gatish, the movement of the upadhi such as mind, etc., including the body, tad upadhi katvat, due to having those upadhis, Atma appears as though Atma goes very far. Is it clear?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, now next mantra. Now in the next mantra, mantra number 22nd. Okay, now it is not enough if you know you are. You also discover what you are. Then you have what I am. Then there is Atma Jnanam. A person who knows, who has his partial knowledge of self-existence, who knows I am, that person, if also he discovers what I am, who I am, then there is total knowledge. The benefit of having a total knowledge in terms of what I am is what? Atma Jnanam. So the benefit of such knowledge is discussed in this mantra. See, in ignorance, what happens? We saw. Okay? The consequence of being ignorant is discussed in mantra number 21. The benefit of having knowledge is discussed in the mantra number 22. That is, what is the benefit? Of course, jivan muktihi, becoming free from the afflictions of, free from the paths of opposites a person has to go through in this life while living is jivan muktihi. So becoming free from the experience of becoming free from getting afflicted by paths of opposites implies what? Becoming free from sorrow for good. So becoming free from sorrow, becoming free from the hold of sorrow for good is the main benefit of this Atmajnanam. So here, in Atmajnanam, when the knowledge takes place, what happens? A person discovers one's own Swarupam, being pure consciousness. In discovering one's own Swarupam, being consciousness, a person understands the nature of consciousness. Consciousness is the truth of all emotions, including sorrow. Something called sorrow cannot exist at all without the Atma. So experience of sorrow or sorrow is not possible without the Atma. So every experience of pain, experience of pleasure, experience of anger, experience of likes and dislikes, experience of raga, dveshas, jealousy, hate, anything, experience of any emotion is possible because of the blessing of Atma. So every emotion is also Atma only. Every anger is Atma. Why? Anger enjoys existence only when the anger becomes object of knowledge. So anger enjoys its existence. Jealousy, hatred, fear, anxiety, likes and dislikes, desires, all these emotions enjoy their existence only when they're experienced. In sleep, you do not experience anything. Do you have them? They're not there. Only when they're experienced, they are there. If they're not experienced, they are not there. They're as good as non-existent. And the experience is possible only because of the Atma. Therefore, you can say anger is Atma, jealousy is Atma, hatred is Atma, fear is Atma, anxiety is Atma, everything is Atma, nothing which is not Atma. But the pure awareness, pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma is not any of this. Atma is not any of this. And Atma does not have this. There is no personal position connection between Atma and these emotions. Atma does not have all these problems. Therefore, when a person discovers one's own Swarupam, being the pure awareness, pure consciousness implied by the term Atma, the person discovers what? As consciousness is free from all these emotions, he can say what? I am ever of the nature of purity. I'm ever of the nature of purity. Why? I itself am consciousness, ever free from all these emotions. Not only now, even before, there was never a time I as the consciousness had any emotion such as grief. Even now, I do not have. Even in future also, I will not have, because there is no past, present and future for the Atma. Not before, not now, not in the future also. I never had the emotions. And even I do not have now, even future I will not have, because with time, the time limitation itself is not there. All these emotions are not there on the part of Atma. Atma is ever free. Okay, discovering this fact is what freeing oneself from the hold of emotions. Then this person who discovered this Atma takes ownership of consciousness as one's own self. So leaving the body, mind, sense complex as anatma, clearly understanding the body, mind, sense complex, the material, time-bound form and function in terms of body, mind, sense complex as anatma, leaving them. He takes ownership of consciousness. He claims consciousness as one's own self. Thereby he claims atma, implying consciousness as one's own self. Thereby the person sees in where the mind, where there is jnanam, there is freedom from grief. This is the benefit of jnanam. This benefit of jnanam is presented here in the mantra. We'll see here. Tad vijnanacha shokatyayaha ityapi darshayati. Okay. I understand now. We have to understand. Now, vijnanam is specific knowledge. And visesha vijnanam is also what now? Atma jnanam. If you know you are, this is a specific knowledge also, vijnanam. It is knowledge of one's own existence. And I am atma, if the knowledge is there. See, the wise person, so this, the previous slide I have taken that way also, the wise person who is endowed with this knowledge that I am atma, that person, even after attaining that jnanam, and then he, because of his identity is with his own Atma, remaining with his own nature, that I, the self, am the Atma, remaining with this, so it's his own nature of being Atma, still, because he's endowed with his upadis, and he, as if he is going far, as if he is moving, as if he is involved in actions. He is really not involved. So, the previous sentence of Shankara Bhagavatpada's Bhashyam, Matthew asked, now I have to tell you in this context, again, this person, jnani, a wise person, after the attainment of jnanam, as the one remaining rooted in this unique knowledge of one's own self being Atma. In ignorance, there is as the moment, okay? Yada, when, visesha vijnanastaha, as the one remaining rooted, in the unique knowledge, visesha vijnanam, unique knowledge. You have to take it first as Atma and I say jnani also. Visesha vijnanastaha, as the one remaining rooted in the unique knowledge of one's own self being Atma, is jnani. Svena rupena sthitaha eva san. Remaining with his own nature also. Mana adi gatishu tadupadikatvat. As having these mind etc. as the upadis, duram rajativa, as if he is going everywhere. Such a person, that Atma does not go anywhere. That person, even though the jnani also seems to be going here and there, coming here and there, that person remains here itself. He really does not go. For him, Atma is the self. But the body minus upadi is move. Therefore, he seems to be going everywhere. He seems to be going far and coming back. Is it clear now? Okay. Now, tad vijnanacha shokateha itepi darshayati. Now, darshayati shows. Okay. Shows this also. Iti api darshayati. Shows this also that shokatyayaha. Shokatyayaha means what? Shokam atyeti iti shokatyayaha. Shokatyayaha means the one who becomes free from sorrow. One who overcomes sorrow. Overcoming sorrow. Shokatyayaha means overcoming sorrow. Shokam atyeti. Iti shokatyayaha. Overcoming sorrow. Tadvijnanat cha, cha and tadvijnanat as a result of having that unique knowledge of his self. Tad vijnanat, as a result of having the unique knowledge of the self, there happens the overcoming of the sorrow happens. Overcoming of the sorrow happens. Freedom from sorrow happens. Ityapi darshayati. This also in this mantra shows. Okay. Let us see the mantra, second, 22nd mantra. Ashariram. Ashariram. Sharireshvanavasthiteshvavasthitam. Sthitam ashariram sharireshvana vasthiteshvavasthitam mahantam vibhumatmanam matva hiro nashochati ashariram sharireshvana vasthiteshvavasthitam. We have to, can't break it here. Ashariram sharireshvana vasthiteshvavasthitam. Ashariram Sharireshvana Vasthiteshvavasthitam. Sharireshvana Vasthiteshvavasthitam. Ashariram Sharireshvana Vasthiteshvavasthitam. Sharireshvana Vasthiteshvavasthitam. Mahantam vibhumatmanam matva. Mahantam vibhumatmanam matva. Dhiro nashochati. Mahantam vibhumatmanam matva. Dhiro nashochati. Okay. Dhiraha nashochati. Simple sentence, subject and verb. Dhiraha na shochati. Wise person does not grieve. Shochati, you came across verb where? In second chapter Bhagavad Gita. Panditaha na anushochanti. You came across with the prefix anu. Here without anu. That's all. Dhiraha na shochati. A wise person does not grieve. I will not explain the word dhiraha. You will be tired of listening to my explanation. I will be, so many times I explained. I will not explain. Why dhiraha? Okay. Dhiraha na shochati. Who can say what is the explanation of dhiraha? Say, Sanaksha. Sanjin.
Dhiyam ratit dhiraha.
Very good. Okay. Dhiraha na anushochati. The protector of the mind a wise person who has protected his mind with the knowledge, okay, does not grieve anymore. How? Matva. Matva. See, matva literally means having thought. Manyate is the verb. Matva literally means having thought. But here, matva should be taken as what? Having discovered. Having understood. Having known. Having known whom? Atmanam matva. Atmanam, objective case. Atmanam matva. Having discovered the all-pervasive, only absolute reality obtaining as one's own self, as the very truth of I. Atmanam matva, having discovered Atma, the all-pervasive reality, as one's own self. See, Atmanam matva, having discovered Atma, that's not enough. Having discovered the all-pervasive reality, Atma, as one's own self, the wise person does not grieve. He becomes free from sorrow. This is the benefit of jnanam. Dhiraha na shochati, does not grieve anymore. That is the benefit of jnanam. So not grieving is what? Being free from the hold of sorrow means being free from the hold of all emotions. Being free from the hold of all wrong notions. Being free from all erroneous perceptions. Being free from all limitations. For dhiraha na shochati, he does not grieve having discovered the Atma obtaining as one's own self. And the rest of the words describe Atma. Which Atma? Discovering Atma means what? Having discovered the Atma, which Atma? Ashariram. Atma which is free from the body. Which Atma has no form. Formless. Ashariram means the formless. Formless means what? Atma with Na shariram yasya. Na shariram yasya saha ashariraha. Na shariram yasya saha ashariraha. The one who is without a body. One who is free from the body. An ashariram, say objective case. So having discovered that all pervasive reality, Atma obtaining as oneself, that Atma which is without a body, ashariram. And then, mahantam, mahantam. Mahantam is what? Great. The Atma is great. Atma, mahan, mahan Atma. Nominative case. Mahantam, atmanam. Ashariraha, atma, ashariram, atmanam. Mahantam, atmanam. This Atma has no body, means what? Atma has no form also. Atma is of the nature of formlessness. Why? Because Atma is the subtlest reality. Being the subtlest is all pervasive. Being all pervasive, it is changeless and motionless. And also it is non-coverable. Atma is non-coverable. Why? Being free from space limitation, being all pervasive, being spatially limitless. Being spatially limitless, it cannot be covered by anything. Atma is non-coverable also. Therefore, what? Atma has no body which covers the Atma. So, here, therefore, what? Atma is Mahan. Mahan means what? Great. Great means what? Big. Big means what? Huge. There is nothing which is bigger, greater than Atma. Atma is the biggest, Atma is the greatest. If Atma is what are the great, if it is something great, it's Atma only. Nothing in the world is great. Atma is great. Because Atma is free from all limitations. Mahan. and vibhu. Vibhu. Vibhu also is what? Visheshena bhati iti vibhu. My God. Vibhu also means all pervasive only. Shines everywhere. Visheshena bhati. Wherever you go, Atma shines. Wherever you go, Atma shines. Wherever you go, Atma shines. Which word now? Atma being the subtlest all-pervasive reality, Atma alone shines everywhere. Vibhu also implies what? All-pervasiveness. Being the nature of Atma is implied by the term Vibhu. So all-pervasive. Visheshena bhati iti vibhu. Vibhati iti vibhu. Shines everywhere. Therefore, vibhu, all-pervasive. So, vibhu, vibhu atma, mahan atma, ashariraha atma. So, ashariram mahantam vibhum atmanam matva. Having discovered this atma, who is all-pervasive, who is great, and who is without the body. Sharireshu anavasthiteshu avasthitam. Avasthitaha atma. Anavasthiteshu sharireshu avasthitaha. Anavasthiteshu sharireshu avasthitaha atma. Okay. Anavasthiteshu sharireshu avasthitaha atma. This all-pervasive atma remains which atma? Avasthitaha. Avasthitaha means remains. The atma which remains in all the bodies is actually permanent. But what about the sharirani? Anavasthitani sharirani. Sarirani anavasthitani means all the bodies are impermanent, subject to time and change. All the bodies, sarirani anavasthitani, all the bodies are subject to time, subject to change. They're all impermanent. In all the impermanent, constantly changing, time-bound material bodies, this changeless, permanent Atma is. The changeless, permanent Atma, all-pervasive Atma, obtains in all the changing, time-bound, impermanent bodies. Anavasthiteshu sharireshu avasthitam ashariram mahantam vibhum atmanam matva. Which means you cannot go and discover Atma anywhere else. You have to discover Atma where? Only in one's own mind. Obtaining within the heart, within one's own physical body. That's why shanireshu, anavasthiteshu shanireshu avasthitam atmanam matva. Having discovered the Atma, which Atma? The changeless, everlasting, permanent Atma, obtaining in the time-bound, constantly changing, impermanent bodies as one's own self, the wise person does not grieve. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. I've got all the meanings and all the words. All the words are an objective case describing Atma. So, dhiraha na shochati. Katham na shochati? Matva. Matva means jnatva na shochati. Kam jnatva? Atmanam jnatva na shochati. Kirdrasham atmanam jnatva? Knowing which sort of atma? Ashariram atmanam. anavasthiteshu sharireshu avasthitam atmanam matva mahantam atmanam matva vibhum atmanam matva. So every word describes the atma. Is it clear now? See, sthita means remaining. Ava is the prefix. Avasthita. Avasthitam simply means what? Remaining, that's all. But that which remains changelessly, permanently, timelessly, is anavasthita. Here, avasthitaha, atma. But what about the bodies? Well, anavasthitani sharirani. All the bodies are subject to change, time-bound, and they're impermanent. So, anavasthiteshu sharireshu avasthitam. Yansandhi you have to make out. Sharireshu anavasthitam, harireshu anavasthitam. Harireshu anavasthit. Sharireshu anavasthiteshu avasthitam. Anavasthiteshu avasthitam. The two times yansandhi happens. You can make out. Okay. The literal meaning is over. So, anavasthiteshu, sharireshu, avasthitam, ashariram, mahantam, vibhum, atmanam matva, atmanam jnatva, dhiraha na shochati. Kaha na shochati, katham na shochati, kidrusham atmanam jnatva na shochati. Now, you can use the knowledge of okay. Simple, it's a clean sentence. There's no ambiguity here, no confusion here. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam. It's time. Let's stop. Let us do okay. Let me use this one day stop here. Ashariram Svena Rupena. Stop soon, okay? I'll just stop with this. Ashariram, ashariram, svena rupena, akashakalpaha atma, akashakalpaha atma. Akashakalpaha means akashashadrushaha. Atma, which is all pervasive like this, or like this space, by his own nature. Svena rupena, his own nature of all pervasiveness, like this space. This bodiless Atma. Atma is formless, without body. Tam ashariram, that Atma, which doesn't have form. Sharireshu, in the bodies. Which bodies? Atma is Atma, pervades all the bodies. Atma, being all pervasive, obtains in all the bodies. Like all pervasive space remains in many enclosures, such as parts, etc. Here, Atma is there where? Deva, Deva Shariram, Deva Shariresu, Pitru Shariresu, Manushyar Shariresu. Deva, Pitru, Manushyar Shariresu. Is only one and only all pervasive reality Atma remaining in obtaining in all the bodies of devas, pitrus, manushyas, human beings, and also what other living beings also in non-living things also Atma is. So celestial bodies, in the bodies of mains, manushyas, in the bodies of human beings. See, it's beings of Devaloka, beings of Pitraloka, and beings of Manushyaloka. In the bodies of all the beings of Devaloka, Pitraloka, and Manushyaloka, in all of them. And all these bodies are what? All the bodies are impermanent only. Anavasthiteshu. In all the bodies which are time-bound, subject to change, impermanent, all of them. Avasthiti rahiteshu. Anavastheshu, Shankaracharya gives the meaning. Anavastheshu means avasthiti rahiteshu. Avasthitihi permanence. Anavastheshu is equal to avasthiti rahiteshu, which are devoid of permanence. Avasthitihi permanence. Avasthiti rahiteshu. In all the bodies which are devoid of permanence. Meanwhile, which are impermanent. Rahiteshu. Avasthitam. This Atma obtaining in all these time-bound, changing, impermanent bodies is permanent. Actually, he is of the nature of permanence. He is permanent. Avasthitam means what? Timeless, nityam. This Atma is permanent. The Atma obtaining in all the time-bound bodies is timeless. Atma obtaining in all the time-bound, impermanent bodies is permanent. Why? Avikritam. Avikritam, changeless. All the changing bodies, Atma remains, Atma is change. This changeless Atma is in all the changing bodies. Vikritam means subject to change. Avikritam, changelessly it is there. It is changelessly, permanently there. It is etat, therefore Atma is great. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. Any questions? Okay, I'll see you in another half an hour.
Swamiji, just one thing, right? In the previous Bhashyam, you read Suvigneya, but our copy, the one from Sringeri, says Vigneya.
Okay, that's okay. See, that sometimes, no, we understood both the prefixes. Gneya itself is enough. It actually been conveyed by the mere verb gneya. What is gneya? The potential passive participle. Gneya, to be known, should be known, can be known, knowable. These meanings are there. Gneya, can be known, knowable, should be known. The contrary had take the meaning. So vigneyaha should be known. So vigneyaha. So and we both are prefixes. So okay, sometimes that's it if the books give differently also. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.